closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
.906 Cyber Old Brooker in for Jerry Bader on the Jerry Bader Show. I was just looking here. Got a couple of guests coming up this morning, and the stuff that I want to talk about, we might have to hurry, but we're not going to hurry. We're going to give everything its due this morning as we go through the show. This is a topic I want you to be sure to call in on, because I want to get your thoughts on what exactly the impact you think, if it's a good or a bad thing. And I'm talking about guns. There's been this discussion, and apparently in Colorado it's becoming a reality, as some teachers in Colorado are spending their summer at the gun range. That's because some educators have decided the best way to protect against further school shootings is to arm themselves in the classroom. Okay, so over a three-day session, 17 school personnel will be taught at a Weld County range near Denver on how to become armed first responders. They will be taught by the Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response Group. They're known as FASTER for short. So that's it. Question for you. We're going to pose it to you right now. Okay, there's been cases where even the shooting in Virginia in the last week, bottom line is there was the explanation of the reason that was stopped was because good guys had guns to stop the bad guy with the gun. And that was because of the senator's, the congressman who is in leadership, that resulted in having protection on hand. And I just am curious if this is, you know, people get very nervous about, you know, people having guns, and, you know, you've got all these gun-free zones, which includes schools in a lot of cases, and various places where you'll see signs that say, you know, no weapons allowed on the premise. And, of course, the exception to that is if it's locked in your car. But if something transpires that comes your way, seriously, are you going to have time to say, oh, my goodness, I've got my gun in the car, let me run out and get that quick? That's not how it's going to be helpful at all. But my question is, what are your feelings, what are your thoughts on having guns in schools? Will there be teachers to protect an incident that may take place? And again, I hate these things. We hear about them now. I don't know if there's those kinds of things happened before, but they certainly get publicity every time it comes about. And so that publicity, of course, puts people on alert in regards to things that they see happen, and they go, what can we do to stop that? And some people say, yep, we need to have the option to have a gun to stop other people that would happen to come in with a gun into the room. But you know, it's such a fine line to have that discussion on if that's a better situation than being unarmed. I've always had an issue with the intruder drills that they do at schools, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But first, let's go to Wayne in Whitelaw. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning. I've had a thought on guns in school for many years. I think every teacher should be required to have a lockbox. Whether they want a gun in it or not, that's up to them. Nobody knows if there's a gun in that lockbox except that teacher in the office. And the second that thing is opened or removed, a light goes on, a warning goes off somewhere in the office. Nobody knows who's got a gun. Nobody knows if there's any guns or if every teacher has a gun. But, you know, the thought that it might be there would be enough. And if you're anti-gun, you don't have to have one. But at least the threat is there. And I would think that would deter a lot of violence.
So, Wayne, what you're saying is that if they've got the lockbox and there's one in every classroom, that removes at least the concept of a soft target, which is a popular phrase these days where people go in and don't face any resistance. And so there at least would be the fear that maybe there is a gun in that lockbox. All right, well, Wayne, I appreciate it.
The potential is there for, okay, a kid who can break into that box and now a kid's got a gun in school. But, you know, you got to have some safeguards, warning systems, and that, you know, there's going to be a prevention from that happening. But I don't know. That, to me, would make a lot of sense.
All right. Well, Wayne, thanks a lot for the call. Like I said, I'm open for discussion on this for that that very reason, that there's a lot of things. And I think that's a good idea, Wayne, that even if you're opposed to having a gun, having that lockbox could act as a deterrent, because if people know that there's a lockbox in every school, in every room, and if they want to, you know, take the chance whether or not that's going to have a gun in it or not for protection, it would make for an interesting concept. Attila and Kiwani, good morning, Attila.
Good morning, Earl. Hi. Yes, we have to look at it this way, Earl. Children are the most valuable thing in this country. They're our future, and you have to look at it this way. What aren't we willing to do to protect them?
Okay, so I'm assuming from that response that you're saying that the teachers getting trained at the gun range this summer is not a bad idea.
I think it's an excellent idea. I think to be proactive like that, to be prepared is the best avenue. They're in charge of the children's minds. Why not let them be in charge of their well-being also, their care?
All right. Thank you, Attila. Appreciate the call to Mike in Green Bay. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Full disclosure, I'm Mike, the owner of Family Shooting Academy, the gun range that are literally right around the corner from the WTAQ studios. My thought on this whole thing, as somebody who teaches firearms carry, safe use, the first person that you're going to call if somebody comes into a school and starts shooting is somebody who is trained and is going to show up with a gun to counter that. If we already have somebody who's trained with a firearm on the premises, that cuts the response time that much more. There are facilities like ours and the ones in Colorado that people are going to that can teach those skills. It's not just for police. These skills are learnable. They're transferable. They're something that you can teach to other people. So when we hear things like, oh, teachers are trained to teach, they don't know how to use a firearm or they don't know how to respond to that, it's a skill like any other. Some people are going to take to it and some people aren't. And the ones that are going to take to it can be trained to do this and to respond correctly.
And you mentioned the time of response. I mean, it's great that you can call the police. Oftentimes, as they found out after the fact at Columbine, by the time they got there, the damage was already done.
Exactly. I mean,
and so what you're saying is, again, the ability for an instant response. And again, we could compare it to Virginia, that had those Capitol Police not been there, that could have turned out a lot differently than it did. It was still bad enough in the way that it was, but the fact that they were able to take down the shooter saved a lot of lives that day on that ball diamond.
Absolutely correct.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Bill in Merrill, good morning.
Yeah, I'd just like to add to what that last caller said, and that I was listening to an interview with an active shooter trainer, and he was saying actually when they did the stats on it, most shooters, the active shooter situations are taken down by the, are ended by the people that are there before the police ever get there, and many times it's, they're unarmed. So if people are armed, it's all the better, and if they're trained, you know, they have, you know, like if someone's reloading and all that, and they're trained and they know how, even if they didn't even have the gun, the training even helps.
And the thing is that it's tough. You don't want to have, and I know people have this image they did when concealed carry came to be the law of Wisconsin, that, you know, it's going to turn into the Wild West. And, Bill, that hasn't happened. We've been had the concealed carry law in Wisconsin for over 5 years now, and that certainly hasn't been the case where it's things have just gone all helter-skelter. But at the same time, this is a case of being able to – you mentioned I'm trying to recall the incident, but there was a shooting in a school where a janitor brought somebody down. And, you know, they talk about being heroes. Well, it'd be a lot easier to be a hero if you have the proper weapon to take down the weapon that you're facing. So appreciate the call this morning to Thomas in Green Bay. Thomas, good morning.
Hi, Earl. How you doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. So a couple things run through my mind. First of all, I am cautiously pro this policy. The training is the key. I also, as the guy Mike called in, I'm an NRA trainer. And I think that one of the key things here is a lot of people have a fear of guns. There's this anti-gun thing. But what people, especially the children, have to learn is you don't necessarily fear guns. They're just tools. You fear bad guys with guns. Good people with guns are the ones who, just like the Capitol Hill police, they saved the day because they were trained and sacrificed themselves to do the job. And that's an attitude that I would admire in all of our teachers. And I wouldn't expect all the teachers to volunteer to have a weapon available. But it'd be nice to think that they all would want to.
Well, and the thing, Thomas, if one wants to have that weapon available, that's better than none.
Absolutely.
And so that's the – thanks a lot for the call, Thomas. Appreciate it. That is one of the things that I guess I look at is that you at least give yourself a chance if you've got the ability to take down – an intruder that happens to be armed. We're going to take more of your calls on this in just a little bit. It's 919. The question is, should teachers be allowed to be trained like they're doing in Colorado some time at the gun range this summer and be able to arm themselves in their schools? More on the Jerry Bader Show coming up.
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.